Okay, 21 minutes past eight. Now, there are 606,000 carers working for free at the moment in London, and out of those, 70% suffer from depression. This is according to research that comes out today. Someone who knows all about how lonely it can be for carers is the top agony aunt and friend of the show, Denise Robertson. We're really delighted to say she joins us from an outside studio. Morning to you, Denise.
Morning, Dee.
And Joe, you can rest your head on my bosom anytime you like.
Oh, in my dreams, Denise.
He can't.
Always room for little him.
He can't because he said I wasn't good.
I said you were good, but given the immense number of problems that Joe sometimes shares with us on the show, I thought you may not have time to sort her out completely, Dee.
Denise, it is really worrying, isn't it, to think that, first of all, there are 606,000 carers, a lot of them are working for free at the moment in London.
Well, that's the really scary thought, because if they laid down their tools tomorrow and we had to replace them with paid carers, in London alone it would cost £8.8 billion. So that is a really scary thought. That's why we need to support them.
Why? I mean, I've got a friend at the moment in this situation, and he's got a brother who's actually in a home at the moment, and he's regressed. He's gone quite backwards in his health and everything else. And he said that he's going to bring him home with him to look after him because the alternative accommodation wasn't suitable for his brother. Are these the sort of instances we're dealing with?
Well, they're so diverse because, you know, every situation is different. What I hope that friend of yours has done is talk to the Carers Association, because they can advise him on, you know, best places and all the help that he, if he is going to bring his brother home, all the help and support that he needs in the home. But the unfortunate thing is this research that Cooperative Zest has done shows that a lot of the people who are caring are on antidepressants. Mm. And so, in a way, they are becoming people that we need to care for. It's quite a vicious circle.
Mm. You hear this word respite, don't you, all the time, when they're offered respite. And quite rightly so, I've heard carers say that is an offensive term, you know, because to offer people respite means they're not enjoying what they're doing. Sometimes they do really enjoy caring for their loved one.
The amount of love that's showered on the people they're caring for is just unbelievable, and it's reciprocated because, you know, you love your carer equally. But respite is essential, but it's very hard to come by. People will say to me they get 1 week's respite a year. Yeah. And I would like to see a much more informal approach, where people probably came into the home and said, OK, you're off duty for the rest of the day. Because it's this relentless 24 hours a day, 7 days a week that grinds you down.
And I suppose psychologically, the idea of you needing respite as almost a break from somebody you know and care about and love so deeply, that might be regarded as being problematic. Whereas if somebody just gave you an afternoon off every now and again, that would make such a difference.
You know, just to be able to get away into another room, shut the door and not have to have a listening ear. It's that feeling of responsibility. You know, am I listening acutely enough? Am I making sure they're comfortable? If you can just switch off and think only about yourself, even for half a day, it can make all the difference. You know, we really have to take this seriously because, as I said, if they all downed tools, we'd be in big trouble. And according to the research, informal carers have double the likelihood of moderate depression and 3 times the likelihood of severe depression than the general population. That is really scary.
So are you saying, Denise, it's not just throwing money at this situation is going to help?
I think we have to listen to the carers, and on the whole we don't do that. That's one of their complaints to me. Nobody is listening to me. And they also say that when official help comes, you know, one official arrives to find out about this and help them with this, another official arrives for another bit of it. I think we ought to cut down the number of people trekking in and out of their homes and appoint one person who will be their troubleshooter. But we need to listen to what people want. And I'm really glad that Cooperative Zest have brought this into the public eye, because I've been patron of a carers association for more than 20 years, and I've been in the caring situation. And we need to give these people support, because as I say, if they say, I've had enough, we're in big trouble.
Denise, people listening to us this morning and to you talking about this who are carers, they must know of this organisation, I suppose. I mean, anyone that wants to get involved, what can they do?
Well, there is, they can talk to the Princess Royal Trust for Carers, which will be in their area. And there's also information on the Cooperative Zest website, which is coopzest.com.
Denise Robertson, it's always good to speak to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Denise.
Take care.